This is Just Talking Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talking Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
If you're on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
What up, it's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam Podcast. What? Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Man, we got a good, very good podcast for you guys today. Great one. Because we get a chance to sit down with, I can now say it, the second Triple Crown podcast guest. That is my man Name Tag. If he didn't give it away in a song already, man. That's my man. We get a chance to sit down. It's been a long time since we've been on the show, and a lot of cool stuff have happened. A lot of personal introspective. What you're hearing in the back is his new cut. It's called The Muscle. It's going to be on the new album he's releasing, the Tag Alexander EP. We're going to get into all of that and maybe a little bit more in this podcast. But first, we got to pay some bills. I want to say thanks to all the people who stopped by samshownation.com. You guys have been doing it. You guys have been killing it, especially with that donate button. You guys are doing it cool. You're giving whatever makes you feel like a good person. And it's a chance to we can give and put right back into this podcast. For those who've done that, I want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Those who haven't, well, you still get a chance to do so. Go to samshownation.com on the homepage and current promotions page. Click the donate button and just give whatever makes you feel like a good person. It goes to your PayPal account, and everything you do helps the podcast grow bigger, stronger, better, faster. You guys have been killing it. And those who already gave, they want to show off their love, you can, you know, go to samshownation.com, hit the store, and there's a lot of things you can get to show your love for the podcast, whether that be some of our shirts, whether that be stickers, some archived episodes, or to my Apple people, we do have a free iTunes app. That free iTunes app give you a chance to catch up on old podcasts. Actually, you're the first line of defense. You guys can easily go on iTunes, subscribe, rate, and review your favorite podcast. Talk amongst yourselves. There's a bit of a community there, man. So outside the regular social norm or social media norms, such as your Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, things like that, you guys can go on iTunes and show your love. Give a positive review, 5 stars, and just show your love for the podcast. Another thing I want to do before we get into this great interview, like, I don't even in the intro, I want to speed through this so I don't give too much away in the interview because we had a lot of subjects, but we do have a few sponsors. One of the sponsors of the podcast is kind of where we broadcast it from, is Starbucks. Look, I like having podcasts in Starbucks. I like drinking Starbucks, but sometimes I can't get out there, so I go to samshownation.com on the current promotions page, and I click the Starbucks link, and guess what? I could be my own barista. At home, they have a lot of different coffee options. Me personally, I'm a hazelnut guy. I like getting my K-cups of hazelnut. What? Some people's a dark mocha people. Some people, whatever it is. You can even buy equipment there, whether that be your Keurig system, whether it be a Batismo. You can get anything you need for special brands. You can be your own barista. What I said, coffee presses, coffee makers, espresso machines, grinders, what? You can open up your own Starbucks at your own house by going to samshownation.com, clicking the Starbucks link. I'm not exactly sure what you're looking for, but what you can do, if you like coffee, if you like tea, they even have some frozen options as well. And even drinkware. So you can have a Starbucks cup, a legitimate and I don't mean the plastic flimsy one, a legitimate Starbucks mug in your house if you wanted one. They have tons of gifts, extras, and you can even subscribe. That's one other thing they got. I love doing that. Say you want to be a little adventurous, you can start a subscription with whether that be regular coffee, K cups, or the Batismo pods. You can have your coffee of the month. They send you whatever. Maybe you want to just express your taste and whatever you like. You can get all those things at Starbucks via samshownation.com. Click the link and get yourself some Starbucks. Our second sponsor of today's podcast is, you guessed it, flower.com. Look, next week is Mother's Day. Don't look like a chump. Show your mom you care by going to samshownation.com under current promotions link. Hit the flower.com link. They have tons of different flower arrangements, whether that be your roses, tulips, little gift baskets, plants, even for outdoor. You can do that too. Outdoor plants. It's Mother's Day. You want to fruits, little bears. You can do it however you want to do. Show your mom you care. And if you do it right now, go to samshownation.com, click the flower.com link. And while you're ordering, put in the offer code CHARMING, and it'll save you an extra $10 off whatever you purchase, $50 or more. Hey, it's your mama. You only get one, and you want to show her that you care. Especially, if you don't do it no other day, you better do it on Mother's Day. And the best way to do it is go to samshownation.com, click the flower.com link, and buy your mom some flowers. Come on, now. Also, for my procrastinators out there, they also have same-day shipping. Not that you should wait till the last minute. They do have same-day shipping. But you probably won't get the $10 off by using that offer code. Well, maybe you will. But I think you will, but you shouldn't procrastinate because it's your mama. So go to flowers.com, via samshownation.com, click the offer code CHARM and save yourself some $10 and buy your mama some flowers. And lastly, and certainly not least, the granddaddy of them all. Couldn't get it at Starbucks, you could get it at flower.com. One place I know you could get it, go to samshownation.com and click the Amazon link. Yes, the internet was built for very few things. One of them shopping, and one of them is Amazon. Let's face it, you're going to go to Amazon anyway. The only thing we ask you to do is go to samshownation.com, click the Amazon link, shop as you normally would. I know I talked about Mother's Day, but I got to be honest, I'm buying some stuff for my mom via the Amazon, via the Amazon banner from samshownation.com. Mainly because the flower idea, that she's getting that too, but she's also probably, maybe I shouldn't say what she's getting because there's a pretty good chance she's listening. But let me tell you what, you can go to Amazon.com, you can go to flowers.com, but more than likely I'm going to go to Amazon.com, click the link, shop as I normally would, and give my mom something. You can do that too. So go to Amazon.com, via samshownation.com. Okay, now that we got those out of the way, what I want to do before we get into this great podcast, I want to say hang with this podcast because we got a special announcement that I will be making after the interview itself, but we'll give you a treat beforehand. This is a new one off the Tag Alexander EP. This is Break the Rules. We're going to listen to Break the Rules, and after that, me and Tag going to sit down. We're going to get into some talking. I'll see you guys in a few.
Time to go for something epic through the unexpected. Stepping outside of the box is quite a necessary method. Many artists might agree, but it ain't many who'll address it. When it comes to making a record, a lot of us tend to just neglect it and forget that we can use our words as a weapon. Here's a message, I'ma put these motherfuckers under pressure. I tap the pressure button, it's evident I'ma make it hectic for these artists that these singing nars tend to be impressive. Nah, this be that aggression that they ain't effing with. I'm better than whatever they consider was their best at this. I'm X-ing them, totally crossed out like where it's Chris. Like a dog fucking another dog. Yeah, I'm in this bitch. Must I mention I'm a menace on a mission. Get the job finished like it was a pitching in the end. Back as who I started out as in the beginning. Breaking rules, making and breaking records as if it's Guinness. Bring it, Guinness, bring it, Guinness, bring it. Yeah, I said you got it confused. This is music where the rules are to break the rules. Go
down, sweetie, break down, sweetie. Go down, sweetie, break down, sweetie. Go.
Yeah, I said you got it confused. This is music where the rules are to break the rules. Go
down, sweetie, break down, sweetie. Go down, sweetie, break down, sweetie.
I got it. Back as if I never left. Spread the word and tell the rest. Music's how I handle stress. Sorta like smoking held in chest. What's your vice? Drug, sex, maybe alcohol, obsessed. I don't go for nothing less other than trying to be the fucking best. Act trying to be a fucking beast. Blame that on Veronica, my mama who's deceased. Rest in power, may she be at peace. I figured I'd take a leap to the top. Shooting for the stars, limit is the sky. Levels that's within my reach. Here to get a people what they seeking. When I'm speaking throughout an EP release, I take them to church when I'm preaching. All I mean is a choir. I begin at the bottom, all I can do is get higher. A reason to be inspired in this industry. Being innovative is required. Just the fact I'm being me is a reason to be admired. Like DMC, I ain't ceasing till I retire. We gon' ride it out until we ain't even seeing the tires. Bring it. Yeah, I said you got it confused. This is music where the rules are to break the rules. Go
down, sweetie. Break down, sweetie. Go down, sweetie. Break down, sweetie. Go.
Yeah, I say you got it confused. This is music where the rules are to break the rules. Go
down, sweetie. Break down, sweetie. Go down, sweetie. Break down, sweetie. Go.
Record button hit, man. This is Tag, man. Welcome back, man.
What's going on, man?
I should ask you, man. It's like so much stuff happened since last time you've been here. I guess we call it a triple crown, hat trick artist. You've been here three times.
Third time's a charm. You know what
I'm saying? Yeah, man. What we were saying is like when, like, if you go back through the podcast when you was here, there obviously is some form of growth. For lack of a better term, last time you was here, you was this, once again, lack of a better, like almost like a fresh faced. I'm ready to rap.
Exactly.
I'm ready to rap. I'm ready to perform. And then the second time you was here, it was actually at the Live at the Mars Bar, and you were in mid performance.
Right.
And being in mid performance, you kind of had, and we met Beethoven, and we got a chance to sit down, and we got a chance to talk, and he kind of filled in a lot of blanks about yourself as well.
Exactly.
While you were on stage, and you came back, and you said, hey.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, like, are we seeing, I was thinking about this in the car, are we seeing, like, a grown-up version? I mean, think about it. Since last time we talked, we done both had kids.
Yeah, definitely.
We done both had a lot of responsibilities. Please, your life, you tell me.
It's a huge difference from before. Like, around that time we first, you know, did the first interview, that was back in, like, 2012, I believe.
And
this was pre-For Namesake album. You know, I had my daughter, you know, Paris. Well, my fiance at the time. I didn't have her. You know, I had a part in...
Sure.
Yeah,
I mean, medical science has.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, she wasn't born yet during the time of that interview. And just, like, you know, she came here and, you know, things changed, man. You just realize that it's more than just being about, how can I say, just a great rapper and people looking at you as, yo, he's, like, one of the best, you know, or something like that. It's more than that for me now. Even though back then I was more on the business side of things then, but... Man, you looking at, what, we're 2014 now? Just a huge gap from a lot of the stuff that I've learned from then up until now. Like, the For Namesake album is already dropped.
Mm-hmm.
We did a remix project of For Namesake since then, and then it was just that space. That space to where, I guess, honestly, I mean, I'm human, so I'll go ahead and say I was lost. You know what I mean? I guess I was just like, man, it's not happening fast enough for me. I feel like I'm doing... I'm not going to even say all of the necessary work, but I feel like I'm doing some of the necessary work to where I can achieve that success.
But that goes back to, something we kind of talked about in the second episode. I think more in the first episode. You're kind of in an uphill battle. This is what we're saying. Yeah. I mean this with all due respect to other rappers or other performers in Detroit. It's just, it's too many. It's a lot of them. And I commonly make the joke on this podcast. I can throw a rock and hit a rapper. I could go outside, throw a rock, and hit a rapper.
Chances are, it's a high 90% chance.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I understand having to find yourself and having to differentiate yourself from the crowd. You have to become different. Like,
exactly.
Even one of the different things you did, now this is what I wanted. The name change. What was up with that?
That's what I was going to touch bases on before you came with the question. That's what I was saying, where I was lost. You know what I mean? I came to where I was like, you know what? I've done name tag. I've had that name since, probably 2000, 2001, long time. You know what I'm saying? And I covered a lot of ground with it. But where I messed up, I'm like, yo, maybe if I change my name, if I just switch it to Tag Alexander. I was being too technical, overthinking it.
Yeah.
You know, if I take my real name and take a piece of the old name and piece it together, then maybe that'll work. Maybe it'll pop. Because a lot of rappers, you know, nowadays, they're using their real names. They're using a name that sounds real, and that works for the fans.
When really, I fail to believe Waka Flocka Flame is his real name.
not in that sense. I'm saying something that sounds more like, okay, I believe one of those names is his real name. You see what I'm saying? Not with Waka Flocka, of course.
I was just going to say the Alexander situation.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I thought for some reason, I think I got lost in the trend, and that's never really been me. I really did get lost in the trend. Like, maybe if I change my name, that'll work for the, you know, the fans. Maybe it'll gain newer fans. And with the old fans, I'm pretty sure they'll jump on board because of the music itself being good. And really, that wasn't the case.
You know, there's no real scientific formula to any
of this stuff. Exactly. But that's the great thing about it, because I'm glad that the people watching or the people that's listening to the music or just seeing what I post online on social media can see those, I don't even want to say mistakes, but those moves that I made, and if they were incorrect moves, good, you saw it, and you're going to watch me come back and correct that and do something better, you know, with my origin, which is name tag. That's why I just went back to the regular name. Like, you know, just stick with that.
As a guy on the inside looking in, I mean outside looking in, I'm like, yeah, he's having his little Mos Def moment.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like neutral with it. I'm like, hey, if it worked for him, it worked for him.
And then at the same time, I was being a hypocrite because I don't like when artists do that. You know what I mean? They switch names and everybody just got to jump aboard. It's like, no, I like you as this. And that's what a lot of the fans and supporters from day one was saying. Like, no, you built this brand to name tag, yeah, things are moving slow, but you're an independent artist. Nothing is going to move exactly as fast as you think it is when you're doing it by yourself. So I'm sitting back, I'm looking at, like, all of the things that I accomplished for the most part, and instead of just looking at those small things that I did accomplish, making a big impact, I looked at it as just a small accomplishment, and that was that.
But you run a tremendous risk switching your name because you essentially has to start all the way
and that's
over
how I feel.
Because me, probably like a few people like me, get on social media. Yes, I know the difference between Tag Alexander, name tag,
and that's
but
the people that know me most, you know what I'm saying?
You're constantly, as a performer, you're constantly gaining new people.
Exactly.
So, yeah, you're kind of alienating all the people.
Exactly, and I felt like I was doing a disservice to the fans and the supporters from day one, you know, just looking like, man, I'm not about to have those people just look like, well, wow, we got to get used to this guy being under this name now. And then you have new people coming along like, well, who is this guy? Is he new?
You're Diddy. Yep, you're Diddy.
You got them looking, you know, and they're like, okay, Tag Alexander, who is that? You know what I mean? Then you got to go extra and put formerly known as name tag. It's like, you don't want to go through all that. And that's and all in all, that's why I went back, you know, just stick with name tag. And if you notice, under Tag Alexander, that's why you only saw like maybe three singles come out, and that was The Muscle, Break the Rules, and You Are.
Yeah, that's the ones we plan on the podcast.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy enough to just be like, yo, let me just put out a full project and let them just soak it in. No, I was like, you know, just test it out. And in the midst of me testing it out, that's when I'm getting all this feedback like, yo, man, you need to be name tagged.
Here's something I didn't see. Did you ever physically live perform as Tag Alexander?
One time.
What happened?
I mean, it was cool. The performance was cool. People were receptive of it. But it's like you still felt that vibe where it's just not the same. Granted, it may have came with starting over, but you could just tell, like, you would say the name to people, I'm like, yeah, it's Tag Alexander now. And they're a little like, oh, okay. And that was it.
And there's a box full of name exactly. tag CDs you got to go say.
That and on the top of the fact where I would tell somebody at a point where my name was Name Tag, and it was like, yeah, it's Name Tag. You get, what is it again? Name Tag. Oh, that's pretty cool. That's pretty dope. It's real. You know, I like that. That's pretty dope. Whatever. It can kind of go everywhere. Yeah. With me, the whole reason for the name switch to begin with, of course, like I say, I'm back.
Crazy.
I'm back as Name Tag. I just got lost, and I got a little too technical. And at the end of the day, man, fans don't care about all that technical mess that you're going through.
Believe
they
it
just
or not,
hear the music and feel good.
Yeah, they do when it concerns them as a fan.
Yeah,
like
of
I said, myself as a fan who since day one who knew Name Tag and Tag Alexander for
exactly.
those. 3 weeks, through couple yeah. weeks,
pretty much.
Yeah,
it was there and then it was gone.
Yeah, it was just like I didn't feel jaded. I just felt like, all right, this is gonna be kind of weird. What do we call it? Like, I had to have that conversation. Like, what do I call him? Because I talked to you. I was
at
like,
the end of the day, I kept telling people my excuse as well. At the end of the day, it's still gonna be Tag. That's what people say anyway. But I'm like, no, it's not the brand. Which is Name Tag.
But then so, you like, here's what you did. You made people more confused.
Yeah, exactly.
For no reason.
And I didn't like that feeling.
Yeah, you made more people.
I didn't
like
that feeling at all.
So do we call him? Because whatever you do, your track record is going to follow.
Yep.
And if you change your name, like, I think we found this out in the interview a while back with Red Tape Riot. They changed their name like 3-4 different times.
Oh, wow.
The problem is every time they changed that name, no one knew who the hell they were talking about.
See?
So
it's like you got to
start
over every time.
Same dudes. But every time it was almost like who? Who? Oh, look at this under this name and look at this under this name. And people, for the most part, in this day and age, I mean, most people can be a bit lazy. They can be. It can be simple.
Nobody wants to go through that entire. People want it right there in front of them. Nobody wants to dig. That's why I was like, you know what? Just you got to go based off what fans and supporters and just general music lovers want. And if they wanted to wear, okay, I just want to be able to go search Name Tag or Name Tag Music and be able to find everything under Name Tag. You see what I'm saying? So with the whole Tag Alexander thing, I like, it's too much.
All right, I will say one good thing kind of came out of it.
What's that?
Sort of.
Say it gave me a story.
Yeah, you gave me something to talk about. Yeah,
yeah.
Obviously. I mean, that's not. Well, we'll see on iTunes if this was good or not. But
right.
But one good thing that came out of it is you. Well, two. One, you got a little bit more grown. Like now, you got a chance to see what it is to go through that transition,
exactly.
and hopefully never do
it's
that
never
shit
gonna
again.
Happen again. It's never gonna happen again.
And B, one of, well, this actually was towards the tail end of the Name Tag and the Phoenix Name Tag, the rebirth
the
of Name Tag, however you want to call it. label came out of that.
Yeah.
Because you
well,
were.
Well, actually, no. The
that's what I'm saying, towards the tail
LAL,
end of Name
that
Tag.
That was already, like, in the making, but so was the whole thing with me just kind of making a decision. But the whole Lead and Be Legendary, LBL, that was going to happen regardless.
Okay.
I just
no matter
like
what we called
would,
you.
I feel like it would make more sense with Tag Alexander. Okay. Like, yeah, the name changed the label. But at the end of the day, I was like, man, just stick with Name Tag. Just work with Name Tag.
Cool. Here's why it wouldn't make sense. Because, A, we don't know what label is off the top.
Right.
It's
so
new.
It's like, oh, you want to change your name?
It's whole
we got to get
new.
Used to you, and we got to figure out what
exactly.
this is. Exactly.
Exactly. But label, since we're on the subject of, man, tell me about it.
Label, pretty much, and I know a lot of people think like label, that's just, it's actually, it's LABL, but I like how most people will say it as label, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Lead and Be Legendary, pretty much, this is something I came up with around, I want to say like July, maybe of 2013. I was
okay.
just sitting there, and I noticed like when I overthink things a lot, nothing good really comes
well,
out of it.
Well, you changed your name
so
last time.
Exactly, so I'm like, with the whole Lead and Be Legendary thing, I was sitting there and I was just really debating, like, yo, do I want to make this like just, you know, a thing with t-shirts? You know what I'm saying? I just want to kind of start that. I remember telling like my fiance and just close family and friends and everything, like, yo, I want to do this where it's like a movement, man. And we start this thing with like some t-shirts and people wear it and the whole thing would be Lead and Be Legendary. And basically it's just about taking your gift, using that to uplift and inspire others. Like whatever it is that you're great at, like motivate people so tough with that. that at the end of the day, you're remembered for that and you're looked at. And if you're great at it, whether it be music, whatever, if you're an athlete, whatever, doctor, I don't care. It's like, you're going to be legendary for that. You're going to remember for that. Prime example, we just celebrated, you know, the passing of Proof or whatever as of this month. And I was just looking at all the stories and it's like, that dude's a legend. Just based off stories. It wasn't even nothing about, yo, I remember when we were in the studio and recording. He was just regular stories of how he influenced people. And just at the end of the day, that makes you a legend alone. Like, he uplifted. He inspired people. Look at cats like Dilla. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're legends, period.
Those are guys who not necessarily want to be role models, but ended up being that.
And that's what I was telling people. It's nothing that you want to, you know, force on folks. But it's like, just use your gifts. Just do what you're doing. And people are gonna watch. And if you generate that support base, you're gonna inspire people and move them. You see what I'm saying? Because that's what it's really about with music. At the end of the day, like, we're, as artists, our mission at the end of it is not to give the technical side of things. Like, well, I'm gonna do this, but just basically showing them every single technical aspect. It's about just really making the music and people hearing it, getting that experience from you to feel good. Like, they want to feel good. And it's also a remedy for their pain. Like, if you're going through something, that's what the music is there for. It's going to uplift. It's going to inspire you. And if it's like you're not going through something, you just want to party, you want to feel good, then the music is there.
And arguably, so, you know what? You're kind of a product of that. Like, since in the first podcast, we talked about how essentially you were the new kid on the block. How quickly some things change where I have seen it on social media or different things where you were mentoring to younger guys who coming up or want to do stuff. So is that a head trip for you? Is this kind of like
that's just me, period, man. You got so many artists to where it's like they may know things, you know, they may have the information or certain things that you can do to not make those same mistakes that they may have once made, but they're not going to tell you. You see what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people may look at me, a lot of younger artists or just artists in general may look at me like, well, who are you? You're not famous. You're not rich. So how can I listen to you? You're not Jay-Z. You're not this guy or whatever. So why should I listen to you on what I should do to be successful? Well, one is because I've made these mistakes and I'm telling you, you should not make, it's not going to work the same for everybody. You may do something that I did that was a mistake and it may work for you. But some of the things that I did that could have been so detrimental, like, I'm letting you know, like, look, this is what you shouldn't do. This is what this is what I'm suggesting that you shouldn't do because I did that and it did not work out. You see what I mean? So,
yeah, but if you do it in the other way, that's just the nature of people, because if you did have the Jay-Z money and the jewels and all the other good stuff, people will look at you like, oh, who is you to come here and tell me, you know, you got all this stuff and you just, you can't really win.
Yeah. You
ain't going
to
win.
You're not going to please anybody trying to please everybody. Yeah. So it's like, please who you can. Please the people that's listening, you know what I mean, that's investing in what it is that you're doing. Like, for my one thing is that I tell a lot of artists, like, man, if you're going to put out projects, like, have a plan. If it's not a plan beforehand, have a plan after you release that project. Mm-hmm. Because I was doing that. Like, I got in the midst. Like, it's like almost every project, I can go for days with this, and we only got an hour. You know what I'm saying? But, like, project pretty much was like a story for me. It's like every project I put out, it's like, well, I did it because of this. And prime example, Ahead of the Basics, I just felt like it was that time. This was 07. I was just in the group at the time with Black Milk, 10 Speed, and Brown Shoe, me, him, Ock, you know, Naps at the time. But, you know, Black went on to do solo things, and so did other people. Everybody just branched out and did different things. So I'm like, you know what, it's about time that I do my own mixtape.
Almost like a modern-day Wu-Tang.
Almost. You know what I mean? But it's like, I did my own thing, and that's how it worked out. And then at the same time, I had been in a group called Slang Committee. So it was like, I'm in two groups. I'm balancing. And I was so with that camaraderie of things where once it didn't work, it just was like, yo, like, what do I do? So instead of me just testing the market and maybe throwing singles out there, which people weren't doing at the time, you know what I mean? I just was like, well, just put out a whole mixtape and try and sell it without building your brand or fan base. Ain't wrong. People bought into it. People liked it. They supported it for a second. It didn't work. I'll even skip ahead. Courtesy of Ambition, the EP. This was like 2008. This was like two or three projects maybe ahead.
I'm just spitfiring here as you say this. Maybe it's good. All right, first of all, I'm guessing this EP that you're talking about, that is the Tag Alexander album, right?
This is the one that's coming out in the summer.
Okay, because that, I mean, yeah, I listen to the tracks. There's obviously some growth. There's obviously some things, but one thing I do, okay, I have to address the irony of this. The fact that you stayed with the name tag and you made tag something Alexander called label EP. That and no then, one brought that up to you.
Well, as far as the tag label, Alexander EP itself.
No. All right. You have a foundation of label.
Right.
Your name is name tag.
Correct.
I swear to God, if you come up with another one called Marker, I'm calling
you. Oh, no. That's But see, you got to keep in mind, too, like, it just so happened that the whole thing came about when me coming up with the name Lead and Be Legendary.
There you go.
It just so happened that
another name for her name tag.
L-A-B-L.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? L-A-B-L. So anybody look at that and be like, oh, label. You trying to be clever. Nah, that's not how that works.
Oh,
that,
so someone has brought this up to you before.
You're the first person to do that.
Yeah, the first. Okay, the because first another name for a name tag is a label.
But it's not spelled L-A-B-E-L.
I understand.
I get what you're saying. The way people might look at it may be like, was he trying to be? Nah, it was just Lead and Be Legendary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm pretty sure a couple people.
I don't think
I'm that smart.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure somebody was whispering behind the scenes.
There was no irony in that. That's just how that happened.
Okay.
Pretty much.
All right. Fair enough. If you come up with another foundation called Marker.
Nah, that's corny.
Or
I wouldn't do that.
And Marker is spelled M-A-R-K-L or
something special. Nah, I wouldn't do that. Nah, that's not the case.
But still, like, that is a good way. Like, the tag Alexander shows that EP, the tracks I heard, shows growth. It shows depth. It shows a form of evolution because you got a chance to kind of branch off from the group and hang with new people. You new to us anyway, like DJ DDT. Ty Furs.
Yeah. It's only one feature actually on this entire project. So it's DJ DDT is on the production, shout out. You got JR Swift, a homie I link with from Virginia, and also Soup, who's from North Carolina. We got Chef K Dot, he's from here. And we also got A Will Trax, who's from here as well. And then there's Black Beethoven, as always.
Shout out to Black Beethoven. I know you listening, man. Invitation's still on the table for you to have your own podcast because I got a bunch of questions focused on him. But when you go off and away from the group or what have you,
just keep in mind this EP is about, like, we're looking at like maybe 10, 11 projects down.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. So, all right, well, you just kind of answered my next question, but yeah. All right, but when you go away from the group and you kind of find new people to play with and new people, do you take their experiences with it, or is it more of a, hey, I mean, in the collaboration front, I mean, remember, like I said, you're kind of an older statesman now, you're kind of a bigger brother figure to a lot of these guys, right. But when you go play with new people, Are you still learning, or are they teaching you different things that maybe you didn't think of?
It's both, and that's the big thing which touches on this. Now, like I say, like the group thing, I haven't been in a group since like 06, maybe 05, like mm-hmm. maybe tail end of 05, 06 probably. So, I mean, like I say, it's been projects since then. So every project, I kind of found myself working with the same people, and it was I don't know. I kind of wanted to work with different people. So if you notice, like, when it came down to, like, I had features in between there where I would, mm-hmm. where a producer would reach out, you know, I'd do a song for them or whatever. But as far as working with different people, that didn't happen really until For Namesake.
Okay.
You see what I mean? Branched out, got with Nameless, and then
That's a talented dude in his own
definitely,
right, too.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie
Nameless.
So
yeah,
that
I know
you're
listening. It's fine.
We definitely working on something. You know it's going to be a For Namesake part two, so it's about to be, you know.
Yeah, like, last time we talked, it was, we're missing, I'm trying to, like, I'm going out of order here,
right.
But.
No, it's cool.
But you got, I want to focus more on you and how you grew and everything else.
Right.
But in between the time, there's, you know, you have For Namesake. Then there was Blau. Then there, like, a few several other projects in between where.
Blau was on For Namesake. That was the part.
Well,
of that.
Okay.
That, yeah,
okay.
That
was all in
the same.
Okay.
Yep.
But my point is the evolution and growth of an artist. When you right. sat down and you got a chance to play Nameless and. Like I said, talented guy in itself, but it was more in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
like what I'm listening now, you got a chance to kind of like step outside the box and the tracks we play, especially with stuff like The Muscle. Like when you sit back and you listen to The Muscle, you like, hey, maybe something has happened in the last since the last album.
I mean,
something has happened.
It's there within the content. You know what I mean? Like the lyricism is still there, but if you just listen to the content, you'll see like, okay, yeah, he's gruesome. It's not just.
And some
rapping
that,
just for the sake of rapping.
And some of the songs I listen to, like one of the, I said it earlier, there's so many rappers out here. I think one of the things, and I'm ultra critical on rappers.
Right.
More than what I have to be. Because it's so many of them. And it's my brain does this weird weeding out process of good and bad. And believe it or not, what I decide what is good or bad at that moment, then I may go back and listen to it. And one of the quickest ways to get on that good list, I know I'm oversimplifying this thing, but one of the quickest ways to get on that is be a lyricist. Anything, if I see an air horn or if I hear like beats that you obviously did from Fruity Loops, or you start talking about money holes and bitches, and I was at the club last week, I'm done with the club. I'm done.
You're saying like if it's
it's the same thing.
Rapper that's not on that tip, but then they get on that, that's where you're like, yo, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, because it's the same old shit, man.
But I mean, if you really look at it, you know what I mean. It's no slight to the artists that make music like that. I just feel like it's a lane for everything, and that just draws me back to that, you know, where people just want that feeling. You see what I mean? Like a lot of people don't listen to the radio. You know what I mean? Commercial radio.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
I don't listen to it. But here and there, I cut it on, and I listen to it, and I understand. Like, it was a point where I hated that. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this is terrible. You know, I don't want to hear this, it's bubblegum, whatever. And you have people and like yourself, and then many other people that be like, I don't rock with it either. Screw the radio. And there's these campaigns where we're like, screw the radio, screw the. But it's like, why are we doing that? Because at the end of the day, there's our lane where we can please the people that support in what we do. As opposed to where the people that like the music that's on radio, nine times out of ten, many of them are just casual listeners.
Right.
They're just cutting on the radio because they only know
is the easiest way, sort of like what we said. We made it the easiest way to get something.
It's going to die soon, very soon, with the change in technology and everything. It's going to die very soon. However, at the same time, right now, that's what people listen to, and they're looking for that feeling. That's why you can hear a lot of those records on there, and they get played over and over and over and over again. And here's my thing with the radio. I feel like the thing that they do is they play it enough to hope that you hear it enough to where, hear it just enough to where you don't hate it, but you don't hate it so much to where you will turn it off. That's why we know the songs. We know, that one song that go like this because we've heard it enough.
And I think I am one of those people who don't listen to terrestrial radio, but I have grown up myself. I understand it.
Yeah.
And my understanding is, look, it's a business. They have to play to the lowest common denominator.
That's what I tell so many artists. Like,
they have to. So it's not that the stuff that's playing on there is the best. No, it is not the worst either. This is the most middle of the road thing,
exactly,
for everyone to kind of groove with.
Exactly, because you could be somewhere you might hate that one song on the radio, but guarantee if it come on in a party and it's banging, you're gonna bob your head nine times out of ten. You're gonna bob your head, like especially if a bunch of other people are. You gonna, this is kind of dope. It got that heavy bass line, but then when you hear it on the radio again, you're like, oh man, this is trash. Why did they even like this to begin
with?
At least that one time.
Here's this: you gave me the lowest common denominator. Now the only time to really listen to terrestrial radio, for the most part, 1 hour.
Yeah, you can't.
Because if you go over
that hour,
they have to hear those same songs again. And then it turns into the reason why we don't like it. It's one big circle.
Exactly.
You know?
And my understanding for it, like I say, is just it provides that feeling. A lot of those artists that you hear on mainstream radio, there's some of that balance in some of the songs you might hear. And then sometimes it's most of them not. Well, a lot of them sound the same, I should say. Like 90% of them sound the same. But at the end of the day, the people that's listening, that's into it, the casual listeners, they don't care because they're looking for that feeling. They just want that feeling. It's like whether they just hearing the beat, like, I don't care what he was saying, but I like the beat. And it's like that's that lane that works for them. That's why I tell so many artists that complain about it, like, man, the radio, they only play this, and you can't get on, because I was there. I've been there where they were. You can't get on this radio station here in our own city unless you make stuff like this. All right? So go where go get your stuff played on a radio system that supports that, what right. you do, you know, and generate that fan base, and you'll generate income off of that. You'll have that fan base, and let radio be radio, because at the end of the day, you're worried about, like, why they're not playing the extra soulful, or why they may not be playing this. Like, I had a couple of cats say, like, yo, they're not... The radio, they will never play Dilla. They only play it like on a celebration in of Dilla month, or they may only this. You know, you get
there
you
is
get
a theme. There is a
it's
theme.
Like it's a theme, and it's like they're not. They won't be satisfied. It's like, listen, they're not going to play that all the time, because that's not what a lot of that's not what their main general base is listening to the commercial radio for, pretty much. Mm-hmm. But there is a lane for what we like. You see what I'm saying? So it's about really at the end of the day, just appealing to the lane that supports what you do.
Okay.
Pretty
and,
much.
And that's what you kind of got to do. If you're one of those poppy, middle-of-the-road guys, unfortunately, that's your crowd. And you got you. It's you need it. They need it. Like, a guy like you, you talked about the hometown crowd. Well, yeah, you are in the hometown crowd, but you had to cultivate your own audience first.
Exactly.
You will become that guy who's like, if you... When you show up on a radio or terrestrial radio, it's going to be a few groups of people who's like, "Oh yeah, you thought
he
was
sold out." He somehow you made
well,
it already.
Yeah, but then you got the flip side of that. Like, well, you sold out, of course, because at the end of the day, that's what we all want to do. We all want to make a little change from whatever our art is, of course. But
let me sell out then. Let me sell out arenas. Let me sell out tickets. You know what I'm saying? You're right.
But you gonna have that guy. Yeah. Like, yeah, I knew him when he was this.
That will never change. You know what I mean? And it goes back to the circle where you will please no one trying to
exactly.
Please everybody. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, and separation anxiety aside, with your name and everything else, how you feel right now? Because obviously, you are a person who just went through this mentally. You just. Yeah, I want everybody to love me. And then it just turned in, no, let's just do what we was doing the first time, and we're good.
It's like, if it's not, a few people actually, more than one, told me, like, basically just do what helped you get here and just build from there. Like I say, I think I was moving so fast ahead of myself that I didn't even allow a lot of the stuff that I did early on to catch up to now. I just kept moving, putting out this music, no plan behind it. I just kept throwing it out there, just hoping something stick. When generally that's the case that you're supposed to do when it comes to music. You're not going to just sit here and create something or have these ideas and say, okay, this cannot come out until it's absolutely perfect, because you may think it's perfect. But when you put it out there, you got people. That's the thing. It's art. It's going to be critiqued. So you can't just put it out there and just expect everybody to just be like, all right, yeah, it's perfect. You know, you waited. It's perfect. Because you might create something that you thought was so perfect. You put it out there and everybody be like, nah, that's
But you
got to
have
it.
Catalog appeal, too. Because sometimes you got the artists who are a little ahead of their time. And it's like, wait, I remember that. Let me go back.
Word.
And I remember, like, I'm just saying as a fan point of view, hey, let me go back and listen to this.
Word.
Like, you know that weird sensation we had, like, 2 years after Tupac died, where it was just like, he's talking about stuff that's happening right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly the thing. So
Indeed.
You just got to put out what you feel comfortable putting out. Like, I have that. Granted, I talk. I don't rap. I don't do anything. On this podcast, every day is just kind of like, hey, if I cut out this part or I edit this,
you know what I'm saying? Like, if
you
get
so in your head. So that's what I never do.
That's what it was. With the name change, all of that, you hit it right on the nail. I got caught in my head.
Yeah.
I got selfish. I wasn't thinking about what the fans want. You know what I mean? Like, or the current supporters at the time. I wasn't thinking like, well, are they going to agree with this? I didn't even pitch it first. I just came out of nowhere, left field. Yo, I'm changing my name and that's it. You either like it or love it. And it was like, really, I kind of probably should have ran that by those who've been supporting me since day one before I made the decision.
Okay, now that's a very important question too. Remember, you say you can't please everybody. Well, just kind of like the theme of this show. Had you ran the name change by the fans, What do you think would have happened?
Exactly what would have happened.
If you were just like, hey, I'm thinking about changing my name. What do you guys think? Hashtag name tag.
Yeah, like once I would have put, tag Alexander out there, like, yeah, this is what I'm changing my name to. chances are I would have been like, nah, you shouldn't do that. Because what I did was I did it. And then, like, a month or so after, I'm like, so y'all feel like I should just go back to name tag? And just, like, tons of responses like, yes, please do. Like, yes, it only makes so much sense.
I was one of those people.
I don't even like the new name. And it's like, yo, y'all really feel that way? It's like, but at the end of the day, you got to appreciate the honesty. You know what I mean? It's like, I'd rather you tell me that as opposed to lie to me. And then I really go out there and I'm, you know, being seen on a more huge level, and everybody's looking like, yeah, man, he got some cool music, but man, his name is like extra whack. Like, I don't even want to put him on the bill just because of his name. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
okay. Here's what I look at. I don't think the name makes the band, because you could be the greatest rapper ever and have a horrible name. Okay.
Snuffleupagus.
Once again, this is what it is. It's just, I think there were people more looking out for you than you give them credit
for. In this case,
we're just like, dude, you're going to totally erase everything you just did.
Let's say if I had already been out for years,
okay,
you know, Hashtag Alexander, that's a different story. But the thing was, I was out this name tag, and that's what people wanted. That's what people was used to. And then for me to just switch things on them, like, without even just, you know, throwing it out there to see if it was safe. It just was like, I just made the decision, hadn't even really spoken to nobody about it, did it. And then it was like, look, this is what it is. And now people looking like, why would you do that? Like, what was even the point? I don't even know. Looking back at it, it was really no point behind it.
Okay.
I made all these reasons. Like, I feel like it'll show growth. And all you did was change your name. I can sit right here in the middle of this interview, and you can be like, hey, my name isn't Sam no more. It's John.
Yep.
So I just want everybody that's listening to this podcast to
know
my name is
John
yep. now. That doesn't necessarily show growth. The growth is within. The growth is internally. So that whole issue that I had right there was just me trying to switch up something or change something before even taking on an external level, before even dealing what was actually internal first.
Well,
you see what I mean?
I think you missed the golden rule of hip hop. If you got to change your name, you have to sound like you're ending a magic show. That's your name. Every new artist out there now, and I, no disrespect to rappers, but at the end, they all sound like magic tricks. Waka Flocka Flame, Yo Gotti. They all sound like I just did a magic trick. Yo, and Alakazam, and Yo Gotti. Say the magic words.
Hilarious.
Waka, Flocka, Flame.
I mean, and like I say, no slight to them, but, you know, at the end of the day, that's what they started with at the same time. And like,
yeah,
I say,
you missed
people,
the whole magic.
People hear people, and you can hear the name and just be like, what? You know what I mean? Like, I remember, like, when a lot of cats first heard that name. You see what I mean? Like, you know, a name like Waka Flocka. People were like, what, his name is Waka Flocka? But at the end of the day, the dude has some hits.
Yeah, he
they
does.
They were slapping. Like, I will bang hard in the paint to this day, just as well as the first one. What was the name of the first joint? Let's Do It. That.
I like Let's Do It.
Don't get me started on No Hands. Like, those joints, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, you missed. All I'm saying is you missed the magician name
era
of rapping.
It's like, maybe if I would have did it in that era, then it would have been a different story. But, like, I mean, like I say, it was just me at the end of the album. I'm human. You know, I'm going to do things that not everybody's going to agree with. I'm going to make some mistakes, and I'm just going to do – I'm not going to always make the best decisions. But at the same time, if I sit there and think, like, oh, is this the right decision to do before just putting it out? Oh, it has to be perfect. I will wreck my brain.
All
you know
right,
what I mean?
Speaking of those decisions, since you kind of, I know it sounds like I'm beating a dead horse, but the name thing has a whole lot to do with the future, and that's what I was getting at. Like, the future of music, like, you got a summer planned right now for some of the new projects. Go on, tell me some of the new projects while
right
we still
now,
got a little time left in the show.
Right now, we got the Tag Alexander EP. We're looking at that for summer 2014. As you can see, instead of just getting rid of Tag Alexander altogether, I'm like, well, people saw it. You know what I mean? It's not going to actually be my lead stage name, but it can be an alias. It could still be the website, you know, tagalexander.com. And
would you check in the hotels with?
That.
I get it.
Yeah, checking the hotels. But no, it's that. I'm also working right now. We're actually done with it now. We're just waiting on just getting the finishing touches done on it. An EP that I'm doing with a producer from California named Time Stretch. So that's already complete. So it's basically like I'm two EPs in. I'm done, and then right now I'm also working on a For Namesake Part 2 as well.
Okay.
And
wait. All right. For Namesake Part 2, which is something we as a fan base have been looking forward to, because the first one, it was a lot of clues. Like, number two's coming. Like, I'm curious, why wasn't that kind of like a two-sided thing where you just needed time to grow? Well, both of you guys needed time to grow. Or is that more scheduling?
It was just a scheduling thing.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's based off just your priorities at the end of the day. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to just be like, look, let's just go and focus on when it's not even done. You don't want to tell people, yeah, for namesake two is coming, and we ain't even done with it. That's why I'm like, okay, in interviews, yeah, I am working on it, but at the same time, it's another EP before that. And then you got still it. Got Tag Alexander EP. And the way I put out music, it's going to happen so soon, you're just going to be like, wow, no, wow, just that happened in no time. You know what I mean? So, I mean, like I say, it just was a matter of just not rushing it. But we did do the redo project. We did the remix project to follow behind it with two of the new songs, Step Up and All Man.
Okay.
So that kind of...
One thing you kind of alluded to earlier in this, where you said you are a perfectionist and you don't want to get into something, you don't want to put something out and you overthinking it. That, I mean, that's kind of what started this whole thing.
Yeah.
But one other thing is, what happened to the ones that don't necessarily make the cut? Is there like a vault of like bogeys and misses, and no, or is it just something that just need to be fine tuned on the later?
As far as like songs,
yeah.
Man, it's nothing sitting in the vault. Like, you know what I mean? Nine times out of ten, y'all getting the stuff that I work on. Like I say, it's for the fans. Like, why if the stuff is done and it's mixed, why just really sit on it? You know what I'm saying? I can understand if it's recorded and the mix is not right there or whatever, and you know you can get the mix done and somebody's working on it, that's different. But if I have songs and it's not even a project in the works, then why not? Like the whole thing with the Tag Alexander EP, that started out as a single series under the name Tag Alexander at the time. So you got songs like The Muscle, Break the Rules, You Are, or whatever. And then I started thinking, like, you know what? It's actually time at this point to just kind of really just put out an EP, you know, as name tag. Why not? You know what I mean? It's not going to hurt anybody. You know what I mean? It's not gonna it's not gonna hurt me. Like, I haven't put anything out in the past.
Yeah, because you just went through something. So yeah, of course it's not gonna hurt you because you have the ability to talk about those things and the ability to educate. Like, you put it to music, but pretty much the album is what we just talked about, where you grew up.
Listen, you got a song like Break the Rules, man. That's what I do.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I'm not following anyone else's format, man. It's like, cause why? If we all look the same, we get tired of looking at each other. That's how I look at it. You know, if we all sounded the same, we get all tired of listening to each other. Like, so why not do your thing? You see what I mean? That's my whole thing with the songs, like Break the Rules, and just this whole transition between name tag to Tag Alexander. It's like, and going back. You see what I'm saying? It's like, that's me. That's what you're going to get. I'm an indecisive dude. I'm an artist.
Yeah, we figured that one out.
Y'all going to grow with me and just understand, like, okay, that's how he is. But, I mean, I doubt that's what you would get moving forward, though. As I grow, that's a part of the growth. As I grow, don't be as indecisive. Like, if, you know, like I say, run the idea by people first. That was another huge thing with me, not listening. Just coming up with the decision, like, this is it. And somebody catching wind to it, and they're like, I'm telling you why you shouldn't do this. And this is why, especially when it's somebody that's not even doing music, they'll tell you, like, listen, I'm a music lover, I'm a fan, and this is why I'm telling you you should not do this. And me just being in my head like, well, listen, I'm going to do this my way, and this is going to make sense. That was a huge problem for me. As I transcend now and grow, it's not anymore. It's like, I'm listening, I'm open to feedback, and I'm like, okay, yo, this may be a good idea. Prime example, the next single that's going to be coming out, Reward.
Okay.
I did the artwork myself originally. I ran about a producer, and he looked at it. He's like, it's too plain. So I tried something else. You know, I switched up the font, sent it to him again. He's like, yeah, man, it's something about it. You should do something different about the background. Instead of me saying, like, well, what's done is done, and this is it, and I'm putting it out. I sat there. I'm like, man, I don't really feel like doing this. It's about to be time-consuming. I already did two. Well, let me go ahead and mess with it. I work with it and came up with the final product. I'm like, wow, this is dope. Sent it to him. You know, he thought it was dope, and I was like, yeah, that whole idea with you saying I should change up the background a little bit worked out.
Now, I am curious with this. This is such a good. I should have asked this earlier. Now, you said you hit a word that just stopped with me. You said influences. Remember last time we talked? You talked about who you was listening to. Did the people you listen to change some of the things you think you should be doing on a personal, whatever you listen to in your car? You know what I'm saying? That influence, like, it's not such a low hanging fruit, but Kanye didn't lost his damn mind. I mean, He's Kanye Kardashian now.
So you're saying, like, did the people I was
there a change in who you listened to that made you start looking at yourself and was like, I need to do this, and this?
No, it had nothing to do with the music artists at all that I listen to. You know what I mean? At the end, I'm a fan at the end of the day. So, like, when I listen to the music, it's for that feeling. Like, it's just to hear it and then also be inspired, too. You know, not forced inspiration, but listen to them. Like, wow, man, I just feel great about today because I heard this song. You know what I'm saying? But the influences came from, you know, my fiance, for one, just listening to her, like her not even being a music artist, but seeing what I'm doing day to day, seeing me go through this, and then just hearing her throw that advice at me, like, look, you really need to do this. This is what you should stick to. I'm not even a rapper. I don't do music, but I'm seeing what you're doing. I'm a fan of music, and I'm trying to tell you this is what you need to do. At the end of the day, I have your back.
All right, whatever happens, that's good to have that support.
And then, like I say, just with family, extended family, and just friends, like, yo, this is what the case should be. This is just me, as an outsider looking in.
Right.
So when I finally bumped my head and just decided, you know what, I'm going to listen and take in that advice, there you have it. You know what I mean? Tag Alexander EP.
I don't want to be that guy who give you bad news. You know this is going to happen. And you probably won't change your name. But you're going to bump your head a few more times as this goes on, right?
I'm a human being. You know what I mean? I'm going to make mistakes growing through this
industry.
Please,
God, don't change your day.
And that's never going to happen again. You have my word. That's never going to happen. But, I mean, that's the great part about it. Being an independent artist is nothing. It's nothing so polished. It's not watered down. You can, and then with technology, you can literally sit there and see, like, okay, he posted here on Facebook the other day, or he put this on Twitter, and he said, but then he came right behind and he said he want to change this about this album and everything. Well, hey, it is what it is. At least he's being honest with us and up front. It's not something so polished to where you be like, oh, man, it's not authentic. Like,
but, dude, you have the great excuse for going crazy. Artists are weird.
Sam, I did not go crazy.
Okay. Call it whatever you will.
I made through a bunch.
Call it what you will. Like, you change your name. Yeah, you know, I'm this guy. Anyone who changes their name that lives for a while as someone else.
That's a musical midlife crisis.
I'm just saying. You have the perfect excuse. I'm an artist, man. Like, Badu said it. I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my shit, obviously.
I'm an artist, man. At the end of the day, I'm a nerd, man. I feel like if you do music, man, and you're passionate about it, you're a nerd.
Okay. You're not wrong. You are not wrong in that. You just are a music nerd. You're not traditional. Myself, I like talk. I like comic books. I'm reading Chew now. It's funny you said that. I'm about to go buy Chew.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm excited about to go buy this book.
I'm just that. I'm that passionate about what I do. It's like I'm so immersed in it. And I like I said, I'm a nerd. I'm a music geek. So it's like you're going to see me go through these. It's almost like basically... You can look at people, like, just look at a lot of your successful people nowadays. Like, heck, for instance, you can look at a cat like Steve Jobs, for instance.
He was,
you know, just going through different things with technology or whatever until you have that one right product, whatever. Now, technology is different now to where a lot of these successful people, we weren't there to see them go through this, but we heard their stories. Only difference is now with artists such as myself is you have technology, you have social media. So you may see us tweet something and then go back and be like, wait a minute, you sound like a hypocrite because of this. It's like, artists, we are some of the most contradicting people, period. And that's just me. You know what I'm saying?
When you tell your story, can I be played by Columbus Short? I'm sure.
Why Columbus Short?
I don't know. Him or Anthony Mackie?
Anthony Mackie, really?
Either way, I'm fine with either one. I saw Captain America. He was all right. He was a man in Captain America.
Oh, wow. That is hilarious, man.
Columbus Short got this. He got this vibe with him. He got this, like, I'm super serious, but he'll cut loose at any moment. Like, that's what I was just like, yeah, I can see my...
I always said if I did my life story, I could see, like, somebody like Morgan Freeman. Doing a commentary or something for it.
I want Morgan Freeman just to narrate shit I do on a daily basis.
I want to post stuff on YouTube and just have Morgan Freeman do the commentary, period. I don't even want to talk. I want him to do the commentary.
If Morgan Freeman could read my tweets, that would be it. That'd be it.
That would be epic.
That'd be epic. But, all right, I know we're getting towards the tail end of the show, but before we get out, dude, you got... Anything, push anything you want, your social media information, whatever you got. Go.
Like I say, this summer. Well, look out for the next single, for one, coming soon. I would say this probably tail end of this month, early May. It's called Reward by Name Tag. Yes, produced by A Will Tracks. Shortly after, you will get the Tag Alexander EP this summer, 2014. We're going to follow that up with the EP with me and Time Stretch, which is currently untitled at this time. Yes, I am currently working on the For Namesake Part 2 with Nameless. Shout out to Nameless. Shout out to DJ DDT. Y'all make sure y'all check out my digital record label at this time, which does hip-hop and a little bit of EDM, etc. You know what I mean? Lead and Be Legendary. Leadandbelegendary.bandcamp.com. Catch us on Facebook, Lead and Be Legendary, and also Twitter, and many of your other social media sites. Shout out to my daughter, Paris. Shout out to my fiance, Tequila. I love you both. Shout out to my extended family. Shout out to my fans, the supporters, all of you who've been there through my bullshit as all I just went through this transition with the name change.
I will put most of that on my social media, like on the Facebook page. Most of it, I'll make sure we push on the Facebook page and everything else, man. But once again, it's always a pleasure for you to come back, just kick it with us. You tell us new projects, man. As always, the second, I guess we'll call it Triple Crown, the second Triple Crown artist.
One more short plug, you can squeeze that in there. On the label, Lead and Be Legendary, it is another single other than my own, from Desmond, a.k.a. DJ DDT Travis. He has a single out called Rather Vinyl. It's something that you might want to jump, well, you should. You should jump on iTunes, check that out, stream it on Spotify, or go to the Bandcamp page and check that out. Dope. EDM single right now. If you just want to dance to something to party, that's it. But if you want that lyrical, that hard body, you know what I mean, and the beats, the bars, you know, check me out. Like I say, name tag, tagalexander.com is the website.
Oh, man. Once again, like I said, it's always good talking to you, and thanks for coming back, man.
Most definitely, man.
Anytime. All right, man. Don't make it another year and some change again. You can come back whenever you want, man.
That'll be within months, maybe, man.
Yeah.
probably around the EP, when the EP comes out, actually. That'll be perfect.
You got it, man.
Do that.
And if anything, I know I'll push it on the site and all that other good stuff.
Most definitely.
All right, man. Thanks again.
Appreciate it. You know it. Trap. Made a promise to mama to make it out the hood, and follow up on that promise to make it out for good. Going strong for too long, no excuses. If it's a way, there is a will, like who produced this.
What up?
I'm trying to make a living off of rhythm. Chase dreams, catch up with them so I can live them. If I'm supposed to pay for the sins of my father, well, that's a lot of repenting, praying God forgive them. According to the system, I should be dead or in prison. But I missed that memo to carry out that mission. Listen, word to my daughter, though her mother know I've been far motivated before that water broke. Limit is the sky, I'm aiming at where the stars go. Prison time when it come to the pen and the bars. So call up the war, and this here is a portrait through scripture, yet in the form of recording. They love me overseas, I need to be world touring, and I want that car foreign, pedal to the metal flooring. See, it's the Lord's plan, I'm just the informant, warning you that I'm here to win. I'm reaping all that's rewarding. If there's no risk, no reward. There's opportunity in this world, create yours. There's room for you to be you, that lane's yours. What you waiting on a chance for? Take yours.
Take yours.
If there's no risk, no reward. There's opportunity in this world, create yours. There's room for you to be you, that lane's yours.
Check yours.
What you waiting on a chance for? Take yours.
As I listen to Marvin playing on my song list, from my come apart to what's going on with the industry I'm in, survival of the strongest. If I ain't hip-hop, then what do you call this?
What else?
Shit, I'm still an artist, starving, but the game mattered less when I became a father. As far as recording, I was like, why bother? But I come this far, I gotta show my daughter that you must work smart, earn every dollar, hard work pay off. Yeah, that's word to mine, and day and night I gotta send up response to God, cause he navigating this ride.
sky. See, I just drive, but I'm part of elite Starfleet. Watch me fly. I clocked in to put in work. Now watch my time. I'm trying to find balance, walking that fine line and reaching the mainstream without compromising. And remain genuine and try to keep it honest. If I don't sell my soul, will I at least go gold? Prevail is the engine, so indeed I go. I'm on a place kicker's mission to complete these goals, and that's real.
If there's no risk, no reward. There's opportunity in this world, create yours. It's room for you to be you, the lane's yours. What you waiting on a chance for? Take yours. If there's no risk, no reward. There's opportunity in this world, create yours. It's room for you to be you, the lane's yours. What you waiting on a chance for? Take yours. Waiting on a chance for, take yours.
Oh man, I learned a lot with that podcast, man. I learned a whole lot. You know, sometimes you see somebody going through something, and it goes to show you don't know the hurdles you have to go through just to become a better person. And this guy happens to be an artist, so some pretty cool music came out of it too. That song we just heard right before you hear me talking right now, that was The Reward off the Tag Alexander EP that will be dropping on May 24, wherever it is. Find them on social media, whatever you gotta do. I'm sorry, it's May 28th. It's May 28th. So whatever it is for the EP, you get a chance to listen to it May 28th. Tag Alexander EP. You can have those hits that we just listened to in your house right now. Now, a lot of people saying like, okay, that's pretty good. You know, that's the announcement. True, that is an announcement. May 28th, Tag Alexander EP. Trust me, I'm going to get one myself. But that's not necessarily the announcement. The announcement is also, I hope you like what you heard, because we've been saying this on a few podcasts about the extravaganza for the fans that we are having July 18th at the Detroit Pub at 14 and Harper. If you are in the greater Metro Detroit area, you come out and party with us on July 18th. And one of those people that's going to come out and party with us is the guy who's on the show today, Name Tag. So if you like these songs, you get a chance to like them live. So go. It's a $10 cover. Hey, got to be honest, got to pay for the place, got to pay for a lot of equipment, but that is a small price to pay for some great entertainment, with one of the people being my man Name Tag, who's gonna come in. He gonna rock the house. Yes, he is. Now, during the podcast, speaking of announcements, what we're gonna do, we're gonna slowly build some of the people who will be some of our musical friends who will be joining us, some of our regular friends that will be joining us. So you will be seeing these little, you know, we get a little, you know, kind of like, you know, introduce them a little bit more. You liked them on the podcast? I know you did, because you're still listening. You get a chance to like them live. So go on July, I have to say it like y'all slow kids, July 18th, 2014, at the Detroit Pub. My man Name Tag is going to be joining us. And if you didn't already love the albums already, if you didn't love the songs I just played, I know you did, because you're listening this long. You get a chance to listen to one more. I'm going to close out this podcast with You Are off the Tag Alexander EP. For everything regarding the podcast, you can get it at samshownation.com. I am SamShow11 on the tweets. Facebook / Just Talking with Sam, and Instagram Just Talking with Sam. All things, your one-stop shop for everything regarding to the podcast, can be found at samshownation.com. With no further ado, this is You Are off the Tag Alexander EP. Now we'll see you guys next week. Peace out, y'all.
It got something to do with nothing make a man feel better than the woman. It got something to do with y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
The idea of being together, even possibly seeing forever, making it through many storms, defeating the weather. More than just sex, exceeding convenient pleasure. Been definitely digging her, a deep treasure. See, it's even better when you gotta see together. No limit to my loyalty, she never needs to measure. I got her, she mine, and I ain't releasing that tether. She fine, she fly, you can find me under her feathers. A man needs a woman loyal as Florida Evans. I wonder if James slept with Alona on the low. Gave her a key to their home so that she don't tell flow. Wait, my fault, that's off subject, pardon my thoughts. They just traveling, they tend to get lost. As they unravel, it could come off as if I'm babbling. Trying to flatter you, assuming it's flattering. Cupid taking action when he hits you with the arrow, or if he use a javelin.
Running through my mind, that's why I can't get enough of thinking of you pretty much all the time. Pretty much all the time. A woman one of a kind, a woman one of a kind. You are, and you are. Running through my mind, that's why I can't get enough of thinking of you pretty much all the time. Pretty much all the time. A lady one of a kind, a lady one of a kind. Listen. You up.
Many dinner dates, finished plates, plenty hate, many naysayers. Tell them get a light, get a mate, get it straight. I'ma be there until it's my wake. Amazing the first face I see when I awaken. I love a lady with good taste, such grace, and never hesitates to make it known she's taken. It's crazy, cause the funny thing about that was back in my day I used to holler at hood rats. Not safe to say it was a phase then. Maybe I was just trying to find my way then. I made mistakes, learned from them, retraced. Got with a queen that helped me recreate me. And then we created a seed, a further reason to live and to make it indeed. I'm hoping we can grow old together. You know that's rare in our day and age for a relationship's reach.
Running through my mind, that's why I can't get enough of thinking of you pretty much all the time. Pretty much all the time. A woman one of a kind, a woman one of a kind. You are, you are, you are. Running through my mind, that's why I can't get enough of thinking of you pretty much all the time. Pretty much all the time. A lady one of a kind, a lady one of a kind. You are, you are.